you were right. No, well, after all that running.
Yeah,
it was recovered.
It's like
perspiring, right. Not expiring, but perspiring.
It's glowing a bit.
Ah, oh, it is recording.
Horses went
oh, yeah, we don't want all this on the audio, boo. Talking about sweating. Welcome, everyone, to this manky audio boo. I put this back on. We're on the train now back from Euston to Milton Keynes Central, having had a fantastic afternoon / early evening in London. And I thought I'd do this boo. The very observant geeky among you, who are sort of geeky a bit like me, possibly a bit more so, may have observed that the last couple, two or three audio boos were done with my old stereo mic, which was the Tascam IM2. Mum is giggling at the geekiness, I think.
Not.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
I wouldn't blame you, actually. But this is the Foz Daddy's, though. This is the Foztex AR4i again. I thought it wasn't working. I thought it wasn't working because the phone seemed to be pushed in as far as it would go, and still the LED lights didn't come on, there was no sound coming through the headphones. However, and Dad and Noel don't know this yet, the reason it didn't work is because there was a wire like you'd tie up a sandwich bag or something with, right in the bottom of this Foztex thing. So the iPhone was pushed down as far as it would go, but it wasn't quite far enough, because this thing was in the way. So anyone who gets one of these, be aware that that could happen. So check the bottom if it's not working at all. The batteries are still working. We thought they'd run out.
No,
even
we didn't. You did.
Well, I did, 2 days after I'd got this thing, and I thought that would have been a bit rubbish. This is the Rolls-Royce, yeah, of iPhone microphones. And the other thing to say about this Foztex is that, and I had to check with my friend, Paul Hopkins, who's already got one, and incidentally, if you want to hear his fantastic audio boos, follow him on Twitter and or Audio Boo. It's VI Podcasting, VIPODCASTING. That's an aside, really. Anyway, he's got one of these, so I said to him, how do you turn this thing off? Because I said it turned on when I put the phone in it. He said, oh, you just take the phone out and that switches it off. So anyone who gets one, it's that simple. Put the phone in and it works. Take it out and it stops. Also, there's an app you can download for it, and I haven't even downloaded it yet, and it still works fantastically.
What's the app?
All this free information.
Well, I don't know yet, because I haven't put it on the phone. I think you can do things like you can turn the bass off,
kids,
take out bass.
Revolting.
Oh, Dad is reading some lyrics from the Matilda the Musical CD. We got a CD.
Mommy says I'm a miracle, never again.
Mm. It was fantastic. And the girl playing Matilda was 9, and she even spoke Russian at one point, which was quite something. That wasn't one of my party.
We are now approaching Hemel Hempstead.
That's the this the very posh automated lady who tells us everything. See if we'll get the train door noises before the boo finishes. Oh.
Hello.
And Mum's on the phone to my sister, except she's not anymore because the signal's no good.
Escapologist, don't cry, I'm a little girl.
I didn't understand how these two stories were interwoven, Fiona. The escapologist and
Oh, it turned out that had been Miss Honey's story.
Yeah.
She was the acrobat's daughter.
So that means that Matilda was sort of a bit like a what do you call it?
Maybe you could break something.
A mind reader.
Yeah, what do you call them? People?
Clairvoyant,
thank you. So.
Welcome aboard this London Midland service to Milton Keynes Central. The next stop will be.
She
can
move the bottles by looking at them.
Yeah.
I like the chalkboard.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Do you think there was somebody behind writing that or projecting?
Oh, there must have been. Or, you know,